USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
A radical organization called Ruth Sent Us has set up a website directing angry abortion activists to go to the homes of the six extremist justices, in their words, three in Virginia, three in Maryland. Those protests set to take place next Wednesday. This as there's bipartisan support to get additional federal funding for the Supreme Court justices to allow around-the-clock protection for justices and their families.
Because we deal in these matters on a daily basis, to make that kind of threat to the Supreme Court is an attempt to intimidate the justices and a threat to judicial independence.
Texas Republican Senator John Cornyn. AAA reporting the national average for the price of regular gas is up another few cents today to $4.27 a gallon. This is USA Radio News.
Under the Radar Minute has paid a fee to air this report. This week on Under the Radar Minute, we look at the exploding EV automotive sector. With near global mandates for 100% zero emission vehicles by 2035, a few public companies are poised to emerge into the spotlight. One little known company, eSight Motors, trading under the symbol VAPR, has a significant advantage over traditional manufacturers and is just beginning to be discovered. In fact, year-to-date, VAPR's stock has significantly outperformed Tesla, Lucid, Rivian, Nikola, NIO, Canoo, Ford, GM, Jaguar, Volvo, Volkswagen, and all of their subsidiaries. Under a special exemption, eSight is not required to meet any of the safety or other costly certifications of traditional manufacturers. Investors are starting to take notice of VAPR, and it undoubtedly will not be under the radar for long. Do your research now on VAPR at undertheradarminute.com.
Individual results may vary. There's no guarantee that past performance will be indicative of future results. Invest wisely.
The WHO is releasing a report on coronavirus.
The World Health Organization reported Thursday that it estimates about 15 million people around the world died directly or indirectly from the coronavirus pandemic. That figure is double the more than 6 million that officially died from COVID-19. It should be noted, determining exactly how many people have died as a result or indirectly of the pandemic has been difficult. The agency said 84% of the excess deaths were concentrated in Southeast Asia, Europe, and the Americas. From the West Coast USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
The Los Angeles County DA is declining to prosecute the man who allegedly attacked comedian Dave Chappelle. DA George Gascon is sending the case to the LA City Attorney for possible misdemeanor charges. The suspect is behind bars after tackling the comedian on Tuesday night. The man was reportedly armed with a knife. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Alaroot. If you like my radio show, you're going to love my podcast, War Raw. Each podcast, I present my top 10 most outrageous, salacious, and controversial stories of the week. I break down the best of the best raw truth stories for conservatives, libertarians, patriots, taxpayers, Trumpers, and deplorables. Anyone who appreciates God, guns, gold, and tax cuts will stand up and cheer for War Raw. Check out this week's War Raw podcast right now. It's available to download on iTunes, Spotify, iHeart, or wherever you listen to podcasts. War Raw.
War Raw.
Supreme Court Justice Samuel Alito canceled a public appearance on Thursday. Alito deciding not to attend a judicial conference after his opinion draft on abortion rights was illegally leaked on Monday. The White House has yet to condemn the leak, but Democratic Senator from Virginia, Mark Warner, has.
I completely condemn the leak, and whoever leaked it, you know, should be prosecuted. I don't have the foggiest idea who did it. Whoever did it ought to be prosecuted to the full extent of the law. But let's not jump to the conclusion, because I've seen all these theories. And I, again, this is the kind of, I think, cheapening of America where rules, morals, mores are being undermined on a constant basis.
City leaders in Juneau, Alaska, are reaching out to a cruise ship that has reported a COVID-19 outbreak among passengers. The Carnival Spirit is expected to arrive sometime Saturday. Cruise line officials say all infected passengers were dropped off in Seattle before the ship left port. Juneau city leaders are working to determine whether the vessel will be denied the chance to moor. A yacht belonging to a Russian oligarch has been seized by authorities in Fiji. U.S. officials say the oligarch bought the yacht after he was sanctioned in 2018. The ship was thought to be on its way to Russia to avoid seizure when it docked in Fiji. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.